At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Variety is back with its annual Entertainment Marketing Summit on April 24th at the luxurious Beverly Hilton Hotel in Los Angeles. This must-attend event for entertainment marketers will feature conversations with leaders from Netflix, Paramount, Activision, Mattel, LA Rams, Google, and more. Plus, an exclusive keynote conversation with Paris Hilton. The networking opportunities are unbeatable. And once you register, you can start chatting with other registrants to plan a meetup at the lunch or cocktail hour. Limited tickets are available, so secure your spot today at events.variety.com.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Covering the live betting angles for every game, this is VSiN Live Bet Tonight with Femi Abebefe and Wes Reynolds on VSiN, the sports betting network.
It's a great day to be alive, and it's a great day to be a better. Welcome inside to the VSiN studios here at the Circa Resort and Casino in downtown Las Vegas. This is VSiN Live Bet Tonight. Femi Abebefe alongside Wes Reynolds, a live betting extravaganza. So if you don't have a bet leading up to the game, we'll try to find you one over the course of the next 3 hours. Make sure to hit us up on Twitter. At VSiN Live is where you can find the show. At Wes Reynolds 1 is where you can find Wes. At Femi Abebefe is where you can find me. And while you're on Twitter, make sure you're using the hashtag VSiN Live Bet. If you have a bet or a question, we'll discuss it on the program. Coming up, a big night on the hardwood. We have 7 games on the NBA card, including a national TV doubleheader. Grizzlies, Cavs currently in progress. Clippers, Bucks tipping off at the top of the hour, and perhaps an NBA Finals preview. We shall see. College basketball going coast to coast this evening. Houston, Wichita State, Washington, UCLA just tipping off, and then later, Oregon, Arizona, Santa Clara, Gonzaga, San Francisco, St. Mary's for some late night West Coast action. But the college hoops doesn't stop there. We're going to play a little game of buy or sell to find out which teams you should be fading and which teams you should be backing as we're now into the second half of conference play. That's coming up in the third hour. Also in the third hour, we'll go under the hood with Super Bowl 57 and see how strength of schedule might play a difference in what happens on the field in a couple of weeks between the Chiefs and the Eagles. Also in the third hour, we'll recap the first round of the AT&T Pebble Beach Pro-Am as we are through 18 holes. We'll try to find a little bit of value there on the PGA Tour. But first, Wes, is there a live bet that we can make right now?
Yeah, looking maybe FAU here is a UAB who has really controlled this game throughout the second half. By the way, this is FAU has won like 20 in a row as UAB gets a Lob City dunk there, 82-73. This is number 19 FAU. They are 21-1. UAB did get Jordan Jelly Walker back tonight. He came in off the bench, but FAU not going away quietly. I have UAB on the money line here as FAU is going to go to the line. Still plenty of time left, 128, but it is a 9-point game. So FAU has just absolutely been rolling down there in Boca Raton. But UAB, you know, quality program. They've lost a couple games, though, due to Jelly Walker being out. He's been out the last few games. But the nation's longest active winning streak is in jeopardy in Birmingham, Alabama right now.
How about the game going on in Columbus, Ohio, where Ohio State is trying to rally back after trailing by double digits for much of this game. For some reason, I decided to lay it with the Buckeyes. That has not gone well. Maybe overtime, that underdog can go to die in this one. But Wisconsin leads at 62-56, less than a minute to play here. Buckeyes starting to kind of rally back in this one, but they still have a tough hill to climb.
Yeah, well, I'm with you. I actually used it in a money line parlay with Charleston because I thought it was a big number, but I thought this was the spot for Ohio State.
Same.
You know, and we will touch on that a little bit later in that buy or sell segment here on the program. But Ohio State, they got down 8-0 right away, and then they came back, and then all of a sudden it was all Wisconsin throughout the end of the first half. But Buckeyes now down 4, 62-58, 40 seconds left to go. Both teams in the bonus, I believe. Wisconsin, their next foul, that'll put Ohio State in the double bonus. But Ohio State's been going up. You know, they've been a real disappointment. I really thought, I mean, I didn't lay the number, but I thought, you know, if you made me, I would have. I used it in a money line parlay, but very disappointing. By the way, Bryce Sensabaugh has fouled out for the Ohio State Buckeyes. So I hate to be the bearer of bad news, as I'm just seeing it right now. But Zed Key also with 4 fouls. So if Ohio State gets to overtime, they're going to have to get it done without their best offensive player. But, you know, good fight from the Buckeyes. But you shouldn't be down this much at home to Wisconsin. No. This is a beatable team, I think, even though, you know, the Badgers are always tough. But a beatable team, certainly. And Ohio State's got veterans. I know a couple of them are transfers, but these are like seniors, you know? You can't turn it over as much as they have. And this Ohio State team has way too much talent to look like they might be falling to 11-11 overall and 3-8 in Big Ten play. They're a lot more talented than this record, but Chris Holtmann just hasn't been able to piece it all together.
Yeah, well, maybe they can get this game to overtime and give me 5 more minutes potentially to cover that 7.5-point spread. I'm not sure if it's going to happen, or at least they can win the game and get you a piece of that money line parlay that you got cooking up. But before we get into what else we're sweating here, let's handicap some of these games that are about to tip off. Washington, UCLA, that'll be following this Ohio State game, as I believe the Buckeyes just got an and-one, so it's now a 2-point game with 30 seconds to go. They'll try to make it a 1-point game at the line. But back to the Pac-12, UCLA hosting Washington, the Bruins, 17.5-point home favorites, total 137.
Yeah, UCLA has lost a couple in a row. This might be get right. That's kind of a big number
to a Washington
team that, you know, they can play a little bit. They're very inconsistent, but UCLA has lost their last two on the road, lost to Arizona, and then, of course, lost to USC. But they've had a week off. I have a tendency to think that this is UCLA's spot, that they can get this number, but I'm not going to lay it.
Yeah, I don't really want to lay that. Such a big number with a total that's at 137 or so. UCLA tends to play a little bit slower as well to cover that kind of a number, but maybe Washington just doesn't show up and gets ran out of the building. How about Houston and Wichita State, the number 3 Cougars on the road, laying 12.5 with a total of 131?
Well, it's usually dangerous to get in front of Houston here. They've won 2 since they had that upset loss to Temple, but Wichita State has been playing a little bit better of late, 11-10. I think they've won 4 of their last 6, one at East Carolina on Sunday. Number really kind of looks right to me. This is a Wichita State team that is pretty solid defensively, number 19 in effective field goal percentage nationally, but this is not a team that's very efficient offensively. And look, you're going to be less efficient offensively anyway when you're playing Houston, because 100%. They're one of the better defensive teams. But Wichita State doesn't really give you much either. So looking at this number, did get bet to the over, maybe an in-game under here, because this could be like a physical rock fight type of game.
Typically is when Houston's on the court there. Right now in Columbus, Ohio State missed the potential 3-point play, so they just fouled Wisconsin. Chucky Hepburn at the line. He made the first free throw, so it's 63-60, and now 64-60. He got that one to rattle home there. So a timeout on the floor. Buckeyes trail by 4, 24.2 seconds to go. What else are you sweating this evening on the college basketball card that gives us some heavy dose of West Coast action?
Yeah, I have a few that have already finished. Michigan gets there over Northwestern. Northwestern fifth game in 10 days. They had a mini COVID pause, so they were just out of gas. And Michigan, easy winner on the road, double digits. Also have UAB trying to get home here. It looks like we're going to now. 12-point lead, 40 seconds left to go. Let me see what I have in progress. A couple off-the-board games. Denver getting one at home to Western Illinois. I know everybody's on pins and needles tuned into that game.
And that's not the Nuggets,
game.
By the way.
No, it's the Denver Pioneers, the University of Denver. Late game, I did play San Francisco plus 12.5 against St. Mary's.
Okay.
Also played Oregon plus 8.5 against Arizona. Ah. Dana Altman has somehow, some way, this is a very inconsistent Oregon team, but he somehow figured out Arizona, of course, beat them pretty soundly up there. So I know revenge spot priced in, but schematically, this is a tough matchup for Arizona. And we'll get to that, you know, maybe preview that a little bit more thoroughly as we get closer to game time. But that 8.5 was a little bit high for the Ducks.
That just feels like an Altman spot, you know? It just feels like, because he's always been the guy that once the gets towards February and March, his team starts to play a little bit better. Mm-hmm. And I would just never, ever feel comfortable laying that many points against a really good strategic head coach like Dana Altman.
Yeah.
So I could see that game being much closer than the market indicates there. Maybe it comes down to a couple of possessions there with Arizona, maybe eking out a close win at home. But I like your play with Oregon, even though it is kind of a revenge spot here for the Wildcats, because Oregon kind of gave them the business up in Eugene. I play a little bit of West Coast action as well. I have a couple of WCC plays and Pac-12 plays. I went ahead and took Pepperdine on the money line at even money. Feels like a coin flip kind of a game there. I'd like the spot, though, for the waves of Pepperdine. Also went with the California-Colorado over 129.5. I am on the San Francisco under, so under 129.5 in San Francisco and St. Mary's, and also took the 7.5 with Washington State.
Yeah, you know what? I actually looked at that game myself, mm-hmm. and you know, maybe end up adding it here at the end of the night.
Oh, yeah.
But
put some more on the pile.
Yeah, I think
if last night didn't teach us anything.
You know, the first time they played, it was a 3-point disparity. Trojans mm-hmm. couldn't hit anything, and the Cougs pretty much hit everything. Washington State really good in zone offense. USC was in zone probably way too much in that game. Now, Andy Enfield, pretty good with a bunch of extra days off usually against the number, and that's what kind of held me out. But, if you can unpack USC's defense at the rim, mm-hmm. you can score on these guys, and that's what Washington State can do. I feel like the spot is for USC, but I feel like the number favors Washington State as we are now final in Columbus. Ohio State now falls to 500, 11-11, 3-8.
Yeah, that's brutal.
The natives are getting restless in Columbus.
Yeah, I mean,
because that's a big time job. I know people look at it as just a football job.
No,
that's a big time basketball job. You can win a national title and go to a Final Four at Ohio State.
Thad Motta was doing it.
Absolutely.
I mean, absolutely. They never won the title, but they went to the national title game with Greg Oden and Mike Conley Jr. and mm-hmm. all those guys, and then they had another Final Four run with Jared Sullinger.
Yeah.
And stuff. So like that's a place like you said that you can win big at.
Yeah.
And for them to kind of fade into obscurity here in the Big Ten.
Yeah, I know Wisconsin's a quality program, but that's a bad loss.
And also, this is not a good Wisconsin team either.
No.
Like this isn't the Frank Kaminsky walking through.
No, they've kind of been having their struggles themselves, but Wisconsin gets the W. On the other side here, we're probably going to be heading down to the final seconds in mm-hmm. Indianapolis at Gainbridge Fieldhouse. Pacers had control most of the second half, but all of a sudden Patrick Beverley hits a 3-1-point game, 2:58 left to go. Pacers up 106-105. Tyrese Halliburton did return tonight, and by the way, did get named to the All-Star team. Well done, Tyrese Halliburton. Some Knicks fans not happy that Jalen Brunson was snubbed from that team. By the way, Jalen Brunson not in action tonight for the Knicks in the Heat, because I would have wanted to play that prop, to be honest with you.
I
played a couple props. We'll get to them on the other side.
Yes, let's talk
with
about
All-Star
that.
Snubs.
Let's definitely talk about that on the other side, because I was looking and I was kind of glancing, all right, who's getting snubbed? And I couldn't really find the big snub chatter on Twitter, but I'm glad you brought up Brunson. We'll discuss who else was an All-Star snub on the other side. Here it's VSiN Live Bet tonight. Don't go away. We're just getting warmed up.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Variety is back with its annual Entertainment Marketing Summit on April 24th at the luxurious Beverly Hilton Hotel in Los Angeles. This must-attend event for entertainment marketers will feature conversations with leaders from Netflix, Paramount, Activision, Mattel, LA Rams, Google, and more. Plus, an exclusive keynote conversation with Paris Hilton. The networking opportunities are unbeatable. And once you register, you can start chatting with other registrants to plan a meetup at the lunch or cocktail hour. Limited tickets are available, so secure your spot today at events.variety.com.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. Everyone, please welcome Coach John Calipari.
We're getting beat by 18. My first game in Kentucky. They're saying Cal's a bust. He can't coach. This is crazy. John Wall runs down the floor and makes a buzzer beater.
Yep.
You remember that, John?
That's my first game win I ever made. Remember you said you never seen me do that.
Ladies and gentlemen, DeMarcus Boogie Cousins.
I called Boog. I'm like, yo, bro, I'm about to commit to Duke. And I hung up on him. Bro, I'm talking about, do you want to tell me how many times he called me all type of names? Bro, you really sold me out. You doing this.
Bro, I was sick. I remember that like yesterday, man.
Love you, John Wall.
Thanks, Coach. Love you, too.
You made me everything I am today.
Nah, you made me. You made me.
I love it. Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It wasn't even supposed to be
That's my
game.
This is VSiN Live Bet Tonight with Femi Abebefe and Wes Reynolds live from the Circus Sportsbook on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
If you're looking for a betting edge on football's big game, the VSiN experts have you covered. Become a VSiN Pro subscriber with an introductory offer of only $9.99. VSiN Pro subscribers get access to our daily recap of the top plays made by VSiN show hosts and guests, tools like our betting splits, deep dive betting reports, VSiN betting guides for the biggest games of the season where our experts break down brackets, best bets, and all the big game props. Don't miss out on this limited time offer. Visit vsin.com/subscribe today to sign up for only $9.99. That's VSIN/subscribe. Welcome back. This is VSiN Live Bet Tonight. Femi Abebefe alongside Wes Reynolds hanging out at the Circa Resort and Casino in downtown Las Vegas. Taking in a lot of hoops tonight. College basketball's rolling along. We got some things in the hopper. Hopefully it goes well. The NBA also in action, and the close game right now in the association, Lakers-Pacers, where LA has now taken the lead 108-106.
LeBron for three is he gives the Lakers the lead, by the way. Of course, LeBron, you know, we're on watch. I'm trying to see how many points. This is the first lead tonight, by the way, for the Lakers. Wow. They had trailed by 15. LeBron now has 24 points, 11 of 17 shooting, but the guy that's been the star of stars, I think that was Buddy Hield to hit the three. But Tyrese Halliburton, his first game back, 26 points, 11 assists, proving that he is absolutely deserved of the all-star consideration for the Indiana Pacers as Patrick Beverley corner pocket. I believe that's an offensive foul on the Lakers. LeBron not happy in Indianapolis right now. Indianapolis is the happiest place on earth. Come on.
Didn't he get somebody tossed from Indianapolis
last year? He has. he has done it. But,
also, we might have some fisticuffs going on in Cleveland, maybe.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Well, get Darius Garland out of there because I need another assist from him. Yeah. I don't want him any part of that. By the way,
just keep my guy away from the rebel rousers.
Yeah, don't do like a Draymond, because that's something like Draymond would do.
Well, you could guess who of Memphis is involved.
That was Dylan Brooks and I think Donovan Mitchell.
Yeah, I think everybody's shocked that Dylan Brooks is in the middle of the brouhaha.
Yeah,
given his reputation.
Yeah, where's Shannon Sharp at in Cleveland tonight?
Yeah, he wasn't doing that in L.A. at Crypto.
No.
He knew that them hands might be on
mm-hmm.
him.
Oh, you're going to get these hands.
Club Shay Shay, shout out to him. So they're going to work out what's going on there between the Memphis Grizzlies and the Cleveland Cavaliers. That, of course, the national TV game. I'm sure the association not too happy if they're seeing guys kind of get into a little bit of a tussle. Yeah. But it doesn't look like it's much.
A lot of All-Stars in action, of course. Ja did make the reserve for the Western Conference tonight. But Cleveland, I think Donovan Mitchell is a starter. Because looking at the East reserves, one of the snubs I played, and I already teased it actually, was Darius Garland tonight. Because he was kind of, I guess, a little bit of a snub. And what I ended up playing, I should have just played the prop, but I played the rebounds and assists for Darius Garland over tonight. And I believe it's 11.5. He's got 10 assists and one rebound here. Middle of the third quarter. 24 points, though, leads all scorers, or certainly leads all Cleveland scorers.
So you just need like a rebound and you're good.
Yeah, we've got plenty of time. I think this should be gettable. But, you know, that's something that I did kind of look at a little bit tonight. Also, Heat and Knicks tied at 69. Jimmy Butler. Another kind of an Eastern Conference snub, if you want to call him that. Jimmy Butler, I played over assists 4.5. He has 4. We are late in the third quarter, 71-69. By the way, no Jalen Brunson tonight for the Knicks.
So how many snubs do we have just in total?
Well, I looked in the Eastern Conference, Jimmy Butler, Jalen Brunson, Darius Garland, and one man's snub is another man's don't deserve to make the team. But these were the kind of the names that stood out to me. James Harden, Pascal Siakam, Trae Young did not make the All-Star team.
Trae Young didn't make the All-Star team?
He did not. And for the Western Conference, there's Devin Booker. Of course, he's been injured.
Yeah, he's been hurt.
AD, he's been injured. Anthony Edwards, De'Aaron Fox.
De'Aaron Fox is one I'm seeing. That's a lot of people were talking about De'Aaron Fox.
Yeah. Yeah. Aaron Gordon and also Kawhi Leonard.
Okay. All right.
And we'll get to the guys that made it in a moment. Meanwhile, a couple updates. Apparently, Dylan Brooks hit Donovan Mitchell in the lower region, in the solar plexus, as they used to call it in wrestling.
Can we not? Can we not with that?
Meanwhile, we got leads changes galore here in Indianapolis. Looks like LeBron went ahead and hit 2 foul shots, and then Indiana, and now AD with a fall away, 112-111. Lakers, I believe, closed 3 here with LeBron being upgraded to probable. So ball's in Tyrese Halliburton's hand. Patrick Beverly guarding him as Miles Turner coming out to set the screen for him. Nembhard gave up the Pacers the lead, and then AD gave the Lakers the lead. Tyrese Halliburton not giving that up, and Anthony Davis said return to sender.
I don't think driving on Anthony Davis is the preferred option.
Yeah,
the Lakers moved the ball. Oh, they called. They said that they got the foul. I don't know if they actually fouled. That was a generous whistle there.
Yeah, I thought so too. AD not happy with somebody.
I think he's barking at the crowd. Yeah. I think it's what he's doing.
Yeah, Tyrese might have wanted to do a little dip under and try to kick out for a 3 there.
Yeah, because when Anthony Davis is healthy, he's one of the best defenders in the league.
Yeah, Anthony Davis sent it right back to where it came from there, as he does have the go-ahead bucket, a little fadeaway over Miles Turner. Patrick Beverly going to the line, and he's going to miss the first.
I'm surprised they called the foul there. I don't know if they even got to Beverly, but hey, maybe they did.
Because the Lakers looked like they had a run out there for a bucket, but Beverly gonna try to hit the second here. By the way, this did close mostly 2.5. There was I believe a 3 out there, depending on where your store is. But Beverly's gonna go ahead and miss both here. Isaiah Jackson with the rebound. Pacers 1 timeout left, and looks like they are not gonna take it. Or yes, they are.
They took a time.
Okay, they started to go, and I was like, "Wait a minute, guys! You gotta know the scenario here."
Say, hey, this is put the young guys out there. Let's go ahead and roll the ball out and play. So it's 112-111 with 8 seconds left to go here. Like you mentioned, Patrick Beverly missing both free throws, and now the Pacers with a chance to go ahead and win. Oh wow! So you said James Harden did not make the All-Star
team? James Harden did not make the All-Star team.
Wow.
Here are your Eastern Conference reserves, by the way, while we have a break in the action in a bunch of these games. Bam Adebayo, Jaylen Brown, DeMar DeRozan, Joel Embiid, Tyrese Halliburton, Drew Holiday, and Julius Randle are your Eastern Conference reserves. Your Western Conference reserves are Paul George, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, Triple J, Jaren Jackson Jr., Damian Lillard, Lauri Markkanen, Ja Morant and Domantas Sabonis.
I mean, it's always so tough.
I think that those are all fair.
Yeah, it's like and that's just it goes to show you how deep the league is, which is a good thing. You know that like you can list off all those guys. I'm like, and nobody jumps out and will be like, oh, I take that person off immediately. Like, you know, like everybody seems like they're deserving. And of course, there's guys who didn't make it that are also deserving as well. But there's only 12 spots, so not everybody gets a seat at the table. So, okay. So it looks like both Mitchell and Brooks
are both being sent to the showers here. Might want to have security in the tunnel, though, in case those two may want to go at it again. Yeah, because we've seen that happen before.
It's going to be when the Clippers and the Rockets were trying to fight at the then Staples Center. Famous clips from inside the NBA.
I want to say one time it was Kings and Lakers when it involved Doug Christie. And Doug Christie's then wife, Julie Christie, had the handbag. You know, I don't know if it was the what's the famous handbag designer? I forget.
Gucci, Louis Vuitton.
It was Vuitton, I think, and she was about to crack somebody over the head with it. I just remember that.
Not the Louis V.
Yesterday.
That is you never know what you're going to get in the NBA. I'm seeing now people making the jokes that. If you're an all-star snub, did you really lose out? Because you don't have to go to Salt Lake City.
Yeah. We love our friends in Utah. Are they an affiliate?
I don't know, but if they are, we love you guys.
Yes.
We're not the ones that are making the jokes.
If they're not, we don't care.
I'm just to steal a line from Sean King, host of VSiN Primetime. I'm just a news anchor reporting the news.
Yes.
That's what's out there. I'm just reporting the news that's out there. So
we report, you decide. somebody else has that motto. I guess we can't steal that.
Yeah. Of course, the internet decides to make those kind of jokes, you know.
5 seconds left to go in Gainbridge Fieldhouse as the Pacers going to try to get a dub here. They've been leading most of the game.
Oh, that's right. It's a buddy
trapped in the corner.
Ooh.
No good. AD going to come down with the rebound. I think clock is going to run out. Lakers going to get the win last on the road trip before they go home for a couple games, but they do not get the cover. 112 to 111, but that's a steal for them, though. Heald missed the floater there.
Definitely
Halliburton got trapped there in the corner. Good defense there by the Lakers, though. But L.A. will finish out that road trip with a win, and then we go to LeBron record watch.
You mentioned the defense. L.A. held the Pacers to 15 points in the fourth quarter.
Yep.
That's how they won.
Yeah, nice defense by Beverly, and then Russ comes in and helps from the backside. And Halliburton and Buddy Heald had to just take an impossible shot there.
And it was a pretty good effort. I mean, I thought he was going to make it for a second.
AD, another all-star snub, 31 points, 14 rebounds, and two blocks. Snub, but he's been out.
Yeah, he can't complain. He's been
out. Yeah. You know, we know he's good enough.
Yeah. If he was healthy, he would have made it. Stay healthy, bro.
Yeah.
I don't know what else to tell you. We will recap some more games from around the NBA and also get you caught up on college hoops when we return on VSiN Live Bet Tonight.
This is VSiN Live Bet Tonight with Femi Abebefe and Wes Reynolds live from the Circus Sportsbook on VSiN, the sports betting network.
The final game of the NFL season is set, and Bet Rivers Online Sportsbook is the place to be. You can win up to $10,000 in bonus money instantly by playing our exclusive Bet Rivers Squares this football season. Place $10 or more in qualifying bets, and you get a square on the house. If the numbers on your square match the final score of the game, you win. Restrictions on qualifying wagers, eligible bonus, and credit use. Full terms and condition available at BetRiversSquares.com. Welcome back. It's VSiN Live Bet Tonight. Femi Abebefe alongside Wes Reynolds. Boy, Wes, you look at your apps here in town and you start to see those props start to populate. Mm-hmm. Starting to populate on the apps. It can be a little bit overwhelming. I've already kind of started to map out, all right, which markets do I want to attack? But I think the screen time is definitely going to be up 55%. Apple, I don't want to hear that message from you guys.
And I may have to, I believe they're going to open up here in about a half hour. I may have to go pick up a sheet after work, the big prop sheet over at the Superbook.
Oh, the Westgate's
our buddies, Jay Cornegay, Jeff Sherman and company. They usually do that Thursday night. Mm-hmm. That's usually kind of a gathering of the bettors, and they open everything up at 7. So they'll have some of the cross-sport props.
Yeah.
You know, the Phoenix Open fourth round score against somebody's receiving yards or whatever. Mm-hmm. I'm sure there'll be some LeBron props as he goes for the scoring record. By the way, 100%. The Lakers do get the win tonight, 112 to 111.
Now, real quick, I want you to let the folks know what the procedure is like for tonight's event at the Westgate, because it's a little bit different than normal. It's not just a come all, come one, and like just get whatever you want. There's an actual order to the operation of how they do things. Why don't you let the folks know who might not be familiar with what it is over there?
Yeah, I mean, what they do, they obviously release them and put them on the boards. Sheets are already printed. They put the sheets. So I highly recommend, by the way, if you're betting. Now most of the guys that are going to be betting tonight are locals and pro bettors.
Yes.
So they know the procedure. So what they're going to have is, you know, because you're going to have 30, 40 sheets or however many sheets of props. So don't go over and say, yeah, I want, you know, under rushing yards for this guy. You got to give him the rotation number when you're betting props. And this is, you know, up into game day as well. You want to, you know, give him like 83-25 because they don't know. They don't have the menu memorized behind the counter there. So you're going to want to give him that rotation number, which you should do anyway, just for a standard bet. But especially these prop bets, these ticket riders, they're not going to know what every single prop is. There's not just a little button they can push on the screen.
No.
They have to key in the code, and then it appears for you. So that's what you want to do.
And I think, is it still that you can bet two or three, then you got to go to the back line before you then come back?
I believe they're doing it that way. I haven't checked in yet. But
so it's not like first night you can just whack the whole board.
Yeah, you can't stay up there and have like 20 props and have everybody waiting in line behind you. So they give you a crack at it. And then obviously, depending on what the amount of the wager is and who is betting it, you know, they'll move the number accordingly.
Yeah, no, I think it's a cool thing. Like, I've never been for the official prop release night and stuff. I just haven't been able to do it. And of course, we're doing the show here right now.
Mm-hmm.
And then on the apps, I believe then they actually release them tomorrow afternoon.
Yes.
So we'll be able to get those Super Bowl props.
Yeah, and I mean, and by the way, you know, check with your book of choice. Different books are going to have different limits on certain things. You know, some might have certain limits on player props or on certain index props or what have you. Usually, pretty much everywhere you go, whether it's in Vegas or nationally, they're going to take more at the counter than they will on the app.
Yep, that's just kind of how it goes.
That's just standard operating procedure.
No, most definitely. So, make sure you're up to speed on all that stuff. If you're going to come out here, know what you got to know to go ahead and make sure that your betting experience is as smooth as possible. Then all you got to sweat is the actual game.
Yeah, read the fine print, and
please.
You know, they put the house rules on that deal for a reason.
Yeah, or if you want, sign up for the apps and not have to wait in line. That's what I did.
Yeah, I mean, it depends on what you want to do. If you're fine with the lower limit, cool.
Exactly.
That's what they're going to give you on the app.
Yeah, if you're looking to bet a ton of money, well, you got to do it the old-fashioned way.
Yeah, go to the counter.
Yes. but right now in college basketball, we got some West Coast games that are going on, and the UCLA Bruins are taking it to the Washington Huskies right now. It is 20-8 so far midway through the first half here. UCLA a 22.5-point favorite. They closed 17.5, so that's why you get that inflated number. Total is actually down 129.5. This total closed about 137.5, around that range here, but it's been all Bruins, and I'm not sure if the Huskies have it tonight.
Yeah, I don't think that they do. I mean, obviously, you've had a UCLA team that's had a full week off after losing at USC in the Galen Center and
probably
splitting that series.
Off.
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, UCLA, it seemed like a little bit get-right-ish, I think, for the Bruins, and that's why the line was 17.5. Now that was a big number, which is why I didn't end up laying it, even though I liked them in the situation. But I think the situation and the number really have got to correspond accordingly. This Washington team has been pretty erratic. 13-10, had a really good first half against Arizona on Saturday, where you thought, okay, maybe they could pull the upset here, and then got absolutely annihilated in the second half. I think they got outscored like 57-36. So. Yeah.
No, I was on the over in that game, and that was a nice one.
No sweater with Arizona getting 95.
Yep, it was a good one to watch Saturday afternoon. Although the Huskies, who I root for, they didn't look great, but that was expected. In the NBA, though, late third quarter, Cleveland has a 97-87 lead against Memphis. Cavs 8.5-point favorites on the in-game. Total is at 246.5. Here is It looks like everything's kind of gone back to status quo after the ejections of Donovan Mitchell and Dylan Brooks.
Yeah, the big star tonight, though, has been one Darius Garland. I did cash the one prop. I wish I would have played more, though. Mm-hmm. 29 points, 10 assists, 2 rebounds for Darius Garland. It's like, I think they were watching in the locker room to see who made the All-Star team and who didn't. Darius Garland certainly was, based on how he is playing tonight. Desmond Bane leading the Grizzlies with 22. Of course, the Grizzlies still without Steven Adams, you know, whenever they can get him back. They've been dealing with some injuries a little bit lately. Still a good record, though, at 32-19. One of the best records in the Western Conference have the Memphis Grizzlies. But Triple J didn't play tonight with a thigh issue. Danny Green was out tonight, and also Steven Adams with the knee. So a little bit shorthanded. Cavs just without Caris LeVert.
How about the New York Knicks? They have a 94-89 lead against the Miami Heat. No Jalen Brunson in this game for the Knicks, but they're 4.5-point favorites on the end game total, 206.5.
Yeah, and Heat, by the way, they did close 3-point favorites because of no Jalen Brunson tonight. Jimmy Butler, I'm needing one more assist out of him. He's only got 8 points, 4 rebounds, 4 assists, 4 of 12 tonight. It's been Bam Adebayo who's really been carrying the Heat. 26, Tyler Hero, also with 21. Max Strus, 14 off the bench. Julius Randle, 21. RJ Barrett, the leading scorer for the Knicks, though, with 25.
Bulls and the Hornets in Chicago, the home team, the Chicago Bulls, have a 78-66 lead, laying 11.5, total 215.5. You can get the Hornets, if you believe, plus 850 on the money line as they're down by 12, 306 to go in the third quarter.
Yeah, and the stars not really carrying the Bulls tonight. DeRozan only 9 points, LaVine with 8, but Ayo Dosunmu with 18 on 7 of 8, Andre Drummond 10-9 off the bench, Kobe White with 10 off the bench, so I thought the Bulls were the right spot, but the number kept me off of it. But so far, they are looking like the right side against the lowly Charlotte Hornets.
And we have a game that is currently at halftime between the New Orleans Pelicans and the Dallas Mavericks. It appears like the market is starting to populate on that one. So we'll see what those second half numbers are momentarily. But end of first quarter in Denver, Warriors out to a 35-34 lead against the Nuggets. Nuggets now 4.5-point favorites, total 247.5. And this is a game where Steph is playing, I believe, but not a whole lot of others.
Steph, huh? Wiggins, and Poole are in tonight for the Warriors. The rest of the starting lineup, by the way, Kevon Looney and Jonathan Kuminga, who did have 10 points there in the first quarter. So, you know, no Draymond, no Klay. This was, what did this close? I think it actually closed 7.5 once Steph got announced. But yeah, this was like 12 this morning because Denver, of course, got a win over the Pelicans last night on national TV. But, you know, they want to get up for the Warriors. Warriors, by the way, also were on a back-to-back. Remember, they went overtime last night in Minnesota and found a way to give it away. And, you know, that's the thing with the Warriors. Okay, when are they going to start winning on the road? Yeah. They won the game before, I believe, and then blew the game in Minnesota last night. But 35-34, high-scoring first quarter.
Yeah, their inability to win on the road is it's starting to be a little scary. As somebody who believes in the Warriors just because of their championship pedigree and the culture that they have, you got to start turning around here soon, man.
Yeah, like, yeah. I mean, a lot of time. They do get the benefit of the doubt, but it's like, okay, well, there's going to be some doubt at some point.
Yeah, it's like you keep trying to mess around with that light switch. Eventually, the electricity is not going to be on, and you're just going to be out of luck. Real quick, though, we got 30 seconds left here in the segment. We do have a second-half number between the Pelicans and the Mavericks. It's been all Dallas in the first 24 minutes of play. The Mavs have a 70-43 lead against New Orleans, and I'm seeing right now the Pelicans 3-point favorites, even 4-point favorites in some spots in the market, total around 114.
Well, it'd be a tie game if you took Luka's 27 points out of the equation that he has in the first half, Luka doing Luka things.
He said, don't forget about me in that MVP race. We'll get you up to date on some of the NBA scores as college basketball scores, as well as some handicaps before the 7 o'clock tip-offs. This is VSiN Live Bet Tonight.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Variety is back with its annual Entertainment Marketing Summit on April 24th at the luxurious Beverly Hilton Hotel in Los Angeles. This must-attend event for entertainment marketers will feature conversations with leaders from Netflix, Paramount, Activision, Mattel, LA Rams, Google, and more. Plus, an exclusive keynote conversation with Paris Hilton. The networking opportunities are unbeatable. And once you register, you can start chatting with other registrants to plan a meetup at the lunch or cocktail hour. Limited tickets are available, so secure your spot today at events.variety.com.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. Everyone, please welcome Coach John Calipari.
We're getting beat by 18, my first game in Kentucky. They're saying Cal's a bust. He can't coach. This is crazy. John Wall runs down the floor and makes a buzzer beater.
Yep.
You remember that, John?
My first game win I ever made. Remember you said you never seen me do that.
Ladies and gentlemen, DeMarcus Boogie Cousins.
I called Boogie. I'm like, yo, bro, I'm about to commit to Duke. And I hung up on him. Bro, I'm talking about, do you want to tell me how many times he called me all type of names? Bro, you really sold me out. You doing this.
Bro, I was sick. I remember that like yesterday, man.
Love you, John Wall.
Thanks, Coach. Love you, too.
You made me everything I am today.
Nah, you made me. You made me.
I love it. Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It wasn't even supposed to be my name.
That's my
game.
This is VSIN Live Bet Tonight with Femi Abebefe and Wes Reynolds, live from the Circus Sportsbook on VSIN, the sports betting network.
Welcome back. This segment of VSiN Live Bet Tonight is presented by Zyn Nicotine Pouches, the surprisingly simple way to enjoy nicotine. Look, most nicotine products are either too complicated to use or don't provide the satisfaction that you're looking for, but Zyn Nicotine Pouches might surprise you. Zyn is made with six simple ingredients and is completely tobacco leaf free. Plus, it offers up to 1 hour of nicotine satisfaction per pouch. Buy Zyn online or find a store near you at Zyn.com. That's Zyn.com today. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical. Welcome back. This is VSiN Live Bet Tonight. He's Wes Reynolds. I'm Femi Abebefe. We're hanging out at the Circa Resort and Casino in downtown Las Vegas. Right now in college basketball, it's been real ugly at Pauley Pavilion there. If you're a Washington backer, if you laid it with UCLA, it's a big number, but right now, they're covering said big number. Well, now they're not anymore, but they were. 28-12 is our score. 5.5 minutes to go in the first half. I don't know what the Huskies can do.
I don't
man.
Know if our friend and colleague and guest on this program, Danielle Alvari, is working tonight in Pauley Pavilion.
It must be a fun one if she is.
Doing the podcast thing in New York, where she travels to do that with DraftKings. But if she's there, she's got some filler to do, I think, to hype this crowd up. It is 30-12, 5 minutes left to go in the first half. So if you do the promotions or they always do those promotions where they do like the little race where you got to spin around, or they have like the little sumo race. My favorite though is the baby race. I'm a sucker for the baby races that the NBA teams and the college teams do. Those are always very fun. UCLA, despite going 0-5 from the 3-point line, they're getting to the rim whenever they want against this 2-3 zone, 30-15.
Real quick to kind of pivot back to the NBA here, the second half market in Dallas and New Orleans. This is interesting. I mean, we're seeing right now the Pelicans 4-point favorites. That's kind of remained steady since the last segment when we were talking about this game. But the market is really interested on the over. It opened 114. I'm seeing as high as 116. Consensus is 115, but 116s, 115.5s are out there. Do you agree with that movement towards the over?
Looking at this, because sometimes it can go either way, and I've seen it really go both ways, because conventional wisdom would say okay, blowout, you know, they're going to sit the starters and whatnot. But these guys off the bench, they want to get theirs too. Yeah. And that's why you sometimes see this go over 62 points in the first quarter, 51 in the second. So it took a little bit of a drop. Lean would be Pelicans and over, but I think I'm going to stay away.
Yeah, because when it gets to that big of a spread, like 70-43, Happy Action Fun Time might be around the corner.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like if it continues to be at this sort of pace going into the fourth quarter. Now, if you have player props out there, you're obviously not hoping. You're hoping that it doesn't become Happy Action Fun Time because you want your guys to still be in the game to go over their props, or maybe you bet some unders and you're hoping that it happens. But yeah, I think that the game can get rather loose, and then once it gets loose, nobody cares about getting stops.
No.
You know, they're just like, all right, let's just kind of get our cardio in, get our shots up, clock will expire, we'll get on out of here. So right now the Mavericks up 70-43 at the break down there in Dallas. But some other NBA scores right now. The close game in the association remains at Madison Square Garden. The New York Knicks have a 102-97 lead against the Miami Heat. 122 left to play in regulation. At last posting, the Heat were plus 230. On the money line.
Yeah, and Knicks doing this without Jalen Brunson, by the way. RJ Barrett really carrying the way. He's got 30. Mm-hmm. Julius Randle with 21, 9, and 6 assists to boot. Bam with 30 points, 9 rebounds. Jimmy Butler, despite having an off offensive night, did get over the 4.5 assists, so he went ahead and cashed that prop. Looking at this, you know, be a nice win for the Knicks. If they can win without Jalen Brunson. Now, the next time, like, Brunson plays, I'm going to want to, you know, depending on if there's a severe injury or not, I'm certainly going to want to look overs.
Yep.
At least first look. Now, looking and betting are two different things.
Yeah.
But that's my first look is Jalen Brunson, because I think he probably has a fair gripe, because I think he has made a difference for this team. Certainly Dallas misses him, and they never really replaced him, but Jalen Brunson would be one of those guys I would be looking, you know, on the props, especially if they're like, I think if it's like a veteran guy, I don't know much, you know, if that's going to matter as much. But
like
I think
does Harden care?
Yeah, I don't think Harden cares. Maybe, I'm wondering about Kawhi, because actually when we were coming back and you were doing the read, I was looking to see what the Kawhi props were. Yeah.
Well, let's get into that game, because the Clippers are taking on the Milwaukee Bucks in what might be an NBA Finals preview over there in Milwaukee. The Bucks 4-point favorites, total is at 230. Anything for you, side or total, in this game, tipping off in about 15 minutes?
Nothing for me. Giannis, by the way, is probable, so he's going to go. Bobby Portis, a no-go for the Bucks. He's been out for a few games. John Wall, also a no-go, but it looks like pretty much every star is going to play. You're going to see PG, you're going to see Kawhi, you're going to see Drew Holiday and Giannis, the two all-stars for Milwaukee. So I was looking because I was wanting to see, okay, what are like Kawhi's props tonight? And I think this number is right. If you go with the points, rebounds, and assists, you're looking at about 38.5 pretty much across the board. I think at DraftKings it's minus 125. A couple other stores, it was like minus 115 or minus 120. So was looking at that on the points and the rebounds. Let me, while I'm scrolling here, see if I can get you a number.
He's 27.5 right now on the points, 6.5 on the rebounds, 4.5 on the assists. Kawhi sitting at 2.5 on three-pointers made.
Yeah.
So he's high up there. And
yeah, I thought maybe we'd get a little bit of a bargain.
Yeah, do you think that's a little bit of a snub tax that's on there? Or
it very well could be, because, you know, the early games, you really didn't have a lot of adjustment.
No.
Because I was noticing that, because I bet them, like, right before tip-off.
Because there wasn't a whole lot of time.
15, 20 minutes before tip-off, betting the Butler and betting the Darius Garland. But now you've had about 3 hours since this was announced, because I think it was announced at, what, like 4 Pacific, 7 Eastern.
Yeah, it was during the pregame show on TNT.
Yeah, so, you know, it might have moved up a little bit. I'm seeing 38.5, basically, on the points, assists, and rebounds, which pretty much corresponds, of course, with what the individuals would be when you break them down. Yeah. So I would lean over, but I think that number is about right.
All right, so leaning to the over on the pra and also on the points as well for Kawhi Leonard. Giannis, I mean, his numbers are always so astronomical. I mean, 32.5 on the points, 13.5 rebounds, 4.5 assists, Any interest with Giannis on the props?
Yeah, I mean, look, could be. It's tough to really bet him under because these are these national TV games, and I do think teams get up for certain opponents.
100%.
You know, I think, like, the Clippers are going to get up for the Bucks, and the Bucks are going to get up for the Clippers. But one of the things about that, too, is they might get up defensively. This is a game where maybe they're going to play, like, close to playoff-level defense. Maybe not quite playoff-level defense. So the total is 230. There are some 229s out there. I think the opener was, like, 230.5. So this might be a game where it's tempting to go over on these props, but I think I'm going to resist the temptation because these two teams might take this seriously where it's like Kawhi. Like, maybe if you want to play a Kawhi prop, maybe like steals.
Yeah.
Or if you want to play a Giannis prop, blocks.
Giannis blocks.
You know, because those are ones that I think usually get ignored because everybody, of course, likes to play the points, you know, because those are the most popular ones. But, you know, maybe the steals are the blocks with these guys because I think that these guys are going to play maybe some more defense than anticipated.
Well, real quick, let's get to a couple of West Coast college basketball games here that are about to tip off in the 7 o'clock hour. Cal and Colorado, not the sexiest matchup. Buffs, 15.5 point home favorites, total 129.5.
America, the ratings are going to be a bonanza for Cal and Colorado on the Pac-12 network. But yeah, look,
all of seven people will be watching.
Yeah, I think you're interested. You'll be watching because you got to bet on this one.
Let's hope there's points.
Colorado's lost two in a row. They got swept by the Oregon schools over the weekend. So they are getting Cal. By the way, when Cal couldn't beat anybody, Cal actually beat them on New Year's Eve, 80-76 at the Haas Pavilion there in Berkeley. As Cal, just a bad team, 3-18. I don't know. It's not all his fault, but I don't think Mark Fox is going to be brought back. Maybe Joe Pasternak gets the job from UCSB. That's a rumor I heard the other night. Cal's lost five in a row. They got boat raced at Stanford on Saturday night by almost 30. I certainly don't want any part of them, but Colorado is so erratic. I definitely don't want to lay this point. It's probably smart by you to play that total.
Yeah.
And not these two teams are tough to back.
No, I don't want to back either team. I'm going to say, hey, let's go ahead and put some points on the board. Let's do that, shall we? Then finally here, Oregon, Arizona. We talked about this one at the top of the hour. Wildcats, 8-point favorites, total 151.5.
Yeah, Oregon, Dana Altman, I think, just has a really good game plan, and we can maybe talk about this a little bit more on the other side. He always has a good game plan against Arizona. They blew them out, and they, you know, Arizona just could get nothing from the perimeter against these guys.
All right, so there could be quack, quack, quack down there in Tucson. That does it for hour number one. Hour number two of VSiN Live Bet Tonight is coming up next.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
Variety is back with its annual Entertainment Marketing Summit on April 24th at the luxurious Beverly Hilton Hotel in Los Angeles. This must-attend event for entertainment marketers will feature conversations with leaders from Netflix, Paramount, Activision, Mattel, LA Rams, Google, and more. Plus, an exclusive keynote conversation with Paris Hilton. The networking opportunities are unbeatable. And once you register, you can start chatting with other registrants to plan a meetup at the lunch or cocktail hour. Limited tickets are available, so secure your spot today at events.variety.com.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.